experience the unwise use of thought. Or I like to think of it as the wise use of the prefrontal cortex, which is the part of the brain, because it's has very imaginative, it gets us into trouble, but it can also guide us very skillfully. So let's begin with our simple mindfulness practice. It's simple but ultimately profound. Approaching it, as Bob said, as an act of love. The act of love of actually connecting with and being present with ourselves as we are. And being awake and aware means being a true companion to ourselves. Offering ourselves the loving attention that we all seek. Even to the simplest and most basic experiences, such as breathing, sensations in the body, Can we restore those friendly relations with ourselves no matter what we're experiencing? Whether we feel good and relaxed right now, or maybe tense or anxious, whether energy is high or low. To begin this section of the meditation on self-reconciliation, I'd like to share a poem. Finally, on my way to yes, I bump into all the places where I have said no. No to my life and all the untended wounds, the red and purple scars, those hieroglyphs of pain carved into my skin, my bones, those coded messages that send me down the wrong street again and again, where I find them, the old wounds, the old misdirections, and I lift them one by one, close to my heart, and I say, holy, holy. Now I would like you, to the best of your ability, using the stability and centeredness and the little bit of collectedness that arises from meditation, to help you reflect and to see what comes up. Just notice the different images, the thoughts, the memories that can help guide you into deeper self-understanding. So first, I'd like to see if you can recall a recent situation where you felt some kind of pain, physical or emotional. Doesn't have to be huge. Something recent, so that it's still a little fresh in your memory and maybe in your body. And if it comes up, I can't remember anything, I can't do anything right, I'm not good at this, blah, 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 then you have your example right there. You have a little moment of inner pain. And this is just exploration, this first part of what happens when, for you often, what is your habit when a moment of pain or suffering or difficulty arises within you? Do you notice it? Do you acknowledge it? Do you meet it with kindness? How do you respond to yourself and to that experience? Or do you often meet it with judgment? Rejection? Neglect? And do you disconnect and find yourself repeating the blame story, whether it's blame of yourself or other? This is just a self-assessment to notice our patterns. Most of us have not learned how to bring self-compassion, that kind of awareness to ourselves. So to take this a little further, I'd like you to recall a pattern of, might say, self-harshness. It might be a pattern where you frequently judge yourself. Sometimes people, it is so habitual they don't even notice it. See if you can identify a pattern where you judge yourself, something or perhaps something you strongly dislike about yourself, something that you have a tendency to reject or repeatedly neglect. Maybe it's a behavior or a habit you have, or maybe it's just simply some emotion that feels intolerable to you. And I'd like you to, within the container of mindfulness and presence, see if you can notice the ouch of that experience. And there may be two ouches, the ouch of the thing that you reject and the ouch of rejecting. Investigate the actual felt experience to whatever degree you recall it right now. Again, you don't have to pick, and as a matter of fact, I recommend maybe not the hardest and biggest and mostest, but something that's regular and familiar to you. To bring self-compassion and reconciliation, we need to recognize suffering as it is when it arises, instead of judging it, rejecting it, shutting it down, avoiding it, blaming. The simple felt out. And I'd like to invite you now to the best of your ability, kind of have a sense of visualizing sort of both that part that you tend to judge and reject, and also the part that rejects or judges or feels shame about. And see if you can visualize those as a precious or holy or sacred object. And have a sense of it bringing it close to you. And as Thich Nhat Hanh often says, to sort of cradle our difficult emotions. Embrace them, hold them tenderly close to us. And see if you can, in a very simple way, bring loving attention. Meaning just being present for, noticing, attending, listening, instead of turning away. And taking that attention to a little deeper level of acceptance, that willingness to fully recognize our own experience as it is, without judgment. The simple, it's like this. Anger is like this. Fear is like this. Judgment is like this. And then taking it perhaps a little step further into appreciation. Appreciating yourself, all the causes and conditions and situations and struggles and conditioning and experiences that led to the particular patterns, led to moments of difficulty and suffering. And whether our life, whether we're young and old, we've already had a long life of experiences. So many of them out of our control. And then taking it even a little step further and holding those aspects of yourself, the part you want to reject, the part that rejects, holding it with affection. The kind of warmth you would bring to a hurt child. The kind of embrace and steadiness you would bring to a child that just skinned their knee. And then bring in a sense of allowing, kind of open space of letting things be as they are. Of the mystery of our own life and experience, and the wonder and curiosity that can arise with that. and still embracing this precious package, these precious objects that are part of yourself, your experience. I'm going to offer you some phrases you can give to yourself. So I'll say them and you can listen and repeat them silently to yourself. I allow myself to be imperfect. I allow myself to be imperfect. I allow myself to make mistakes. I allow myself to make mistakes. And as you say these words, bring as much realness to them, to the intention, and noticing what you feel and what arises. There's no right or wrong way to feel. It's learning about ourselves, seeing what's there. I allow myself to be a learner, still learning life's lessons. I allow myself to be a learner, still learning life's lessons. And I bring friendliness and reconciliation to the ways I may have harmed myself. I bring kindness and reconciliation to the ways I may have harmed myself. I bring understanding and reconciliation to the ways I may have harmed myself. And if I cannot do that now, may I do that sometime in the future? If I cannot fully do that now, may I do that sometime in the future? For the last few minutes of the meditation, I'd like you to offer a simple gesture to yourself. It may be simply holding one hand in the other. It may be placing a comforting hand on your leg. It may be placing one or two hands on your heart. It may be a gentle embrace of yourself. Just being present with breath and perhaps the flow of feelings and thoughts. And just to ponder a bit, what does it mean to be reconciled with yourself? What does it mean to be in harmony with yourself? What does it mean to give open-hearted forgiveness to yourself? What would that feel like?
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.